And right now I'm very happy to welcome back to our program Carl Grossman, professor of journalism at the State University of New York, College of Westbury, and author of the book Cover Up, What You Are Not Supposed to Know About Nuclear Power. Carl is an associate of the media watch group Fair, Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, and a contributor to Hopeless, Barack Obama and the Politics of Illusion. Carl, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Always a pleasure, Scott.
Carl, your recent article caught my eye, and I'm sure many of our listeners saw this on the web as well, the title of which was Condos or Germ Lab, The Deadly Secrets of Plum Island, which examines the future plans for the former government germ warfare and animal disease testing site located in Long Island Sound, very close to most of our listeners here in the Metro Connecticut, New York area. So, Carl, tell us maybe just a brief history of Plum Island. There's a lot to go over here, and going back to World War II, the Nazis, and the Cold War, but maybe give us the thumbnail sketch.
Well, there was a Nazi scientist named Eric Traub, and he had an island, well, comparable to Plum Island. Well, he was in control of it during the war. He had a laboratory on it, and its mission was to develop biological warfare directed at the Soviet Union. Again, this is during World War II, and he worked directly under Himmler, and a lot of this is detailed in a wonderful, very important book, Lab 257. It was published in 2004, and much of this was about Traub was obtained through documents in the National Archives by Michael Carroll, who was an attorney. In any case, after the war, he was brought over to the United States through Project Paperclip. This is this operation in which Wernher von Braun and other Nazi scientists came here and did various things. And Traub, according to the documents in Lab 257, interested the folks at Fort Detrick, which was the center for biological and chemical warfare in the U.S., to allow him to develop an island like Insel Reims, the island he had in the Baltic during the war, to work on biological warfare against Soviet animals. And this is how the laboratory on Plum Island started. And, well, in fact, even the Long Island newspaper, Newsday, and I'm looking on its front page in 1993, exposed this origin of Plum Island. I was reading the top of the piece, a 1950s military plan to cripple the Soviet economy by killing horses, cattle, and swine, called for making biological warfare weapons out of exotic animal diseases at a Plum Island laboratory. Now, declassified Army records reveal. Again, this is 53. In 54, however, now back to Lab 257, in its documents, there was the decision at the Pentagon not to continue to pursue this because, yeah, we will poison the livestock of the Soviet Union, but we're going to end up having to feed millions of starving Soviets. Better just hit them with nuclear weapons and other means of warfare. So the laboratory on Plum Island then was transferred to the Department of Agriculture, which has continued, which continued until 9/11 to be in charge. The claim is that they do research in foreign animal diseases, and as to biological warfare, only pursue a defensive, whatever the hell that means, sort of biological warfare. After 9/11, Homeland Department of Homeland Security took over, and now there's the last several years been a move to shut it down, thank heavens, and have a new laboratory built in Kansas, which would be a national bio warfare a center. But there's resistance to the shutting down of the Plum Island facility, led by a congressman from Long Island, Tim Bishop, who is very concerned about the loss of a couple of hundred federal jobs. So that's the story in a capsule, in a nutshell.
No, that's great. It's certain that many of our listeners who live close to Plum Island, either in Long Island or on this side of the coast in Connecticut, were totally unaware of, you know, what Plum Island was. I know you've probably been on our program one other time or more talking about it, but it's one of those hidden secrets about our local landscape here in southern New England. But Carl, why don't you tell us a bit about the debate about the future of Plum Island? You were talking about congressional and local government officials don't want to see this Plum Island facility closed because there will be the loss of a couple of hundred jobs. And then, more bizarrely, if it does close, you've got people like Donald Trump proposing to build a golf course on this island, which is, according to what you and others have wrote, has got almost undecontaminatable germs and who knows what.
Yeah, well, to start with that last point, for many years, up till recent years, nothing that was taken to Plum Island ever left Plum Island, whether it were the, and we're talking about thousands and thousands of animals that were experimented on at Plum Island or other things. All this stuff was burnt and buried and disposed of in one way or the other, and the New York Department of Environmental Conservation has been, well, through the years, they've cited, so has the EPA, the Plum Island folks, with all kind of violations. Mike Carroll, I just spoke to Mike, he's now working in California as an attorney, but he was back on the East Coast a few weeks ago, and he was saying that there could be never any habitation on the island. I mean, there's a push not to have a Trump golf course or the federal government is talking about housing on Plum Island, but there's a push by environmentalists to have it preserved. And Mike says, well, that's probably the only thing that can be done with Plum Island, but no people can have it. I mean, it'll be preserved, but people must not go on Plum Island because it's a place of such serious poisons. I mean, so some of the disease agents that they experiment with through the years on Plum Island, and this is kind of important, affect not only animals, like foot and mouth disease and stuff, but a lot of them have a crossover to people, to human beings. And here's this island, it's just off the, less than 10 miles from Connecticut. It's a mile and a half off Orient Point on the North Fork of Long Island. But more important, it's midway off and between New York and Boston. I mean, it's essentially in the midst of the population center of the Northeast megalopolis. And if you had a release from Plum Island, and there have been releases, I mean, I was there years ago after some foot and mouth disease virus got off, got out of the laboratory, and there were the cattle out in pens, and they were infected. I mean, this is not a fail-safe operation. This is a place with the it's had all kind of problems through the years, and if you had a release, it could expose loads of people to disease agents. On the other hand, moving it to Kansas, as Mike Carroll says, is like from the frying pan into the fire. Then you'd have this major animal disease facility in the middle of cattle country. I think what should be done in terms of whatever important things might be done on Plum Island, and sometimes I kind of wonder really what, both of the years. I've been investigating Plum Island since first time I was on the island, 1971, and I really wonder what goes on there in general. But if there is stuff that has, you know, use, you're dealing with such dangerous toxins, I believe that whatever laboratory would be built to replace it, and it should be shut down for sure, should be underground, deep underground, and in an area which is not a center of population for either people or animals.
We're speaking with Carl Grossman, professor of journalism at the State University of New York College at Old Westbury, And we're talking about his recent article, Condos or Germ Lab, The Deadly Secrets of Plum Island. As Carl was saying, it's a government germ, past former germ warfare experimental site, as well as currently an animal disease testing center. And Carl, you know, there was part of the article that you wrote that discussed the possibility that experimentation with ticks, specifically the insect ticks, on that island, Plum Island, may, and I guess I'll let you qualify this, but may have been the origin of Lyme, what we know now as Lyme disease, which has infected large swaths of the United States, starting right here in Connecticut.
Yeah, well, there's been an awful lot written about that, and I've looked into it, and frankly, it sure looks likely. I mean, one of the first disclosures along these lines came in the 1982 book by John Loftus. He's also an attorney. He worked for the Department of Justice chasing down Nazis, and he wrote this book, The Bolaris Secret. You could kind of use now through the Internet. Important book, and he writes about in the early 50s, again, this is a Nazi hunter, how there were airborne experiments outside in the fields of Plum Island with a Nazi scientist, question was that Eric Trout, and others working with ticks. Mike Carroll from, and again this is years later, writes about, you know, let me just quote exactly from the book. He speaks about a source he has in Plum Island telling him about animal handlers and a scientist releasing ticks outdoors on the island in the early 1950s. These are ticks that they had inoculated and so forth and so on, and an outdoor tick trial would have been de rigueur for Eric Traub, writes Mike Carroll. But in any case, suddenly Lyme disease transmitted by the deer tick then emerges. Well, it's first identified in 1975 in old Lyme, Connecticut, which is 10 miles from Plum Island, and at this point it's spread all over the country and it's all over the world. And what Loftus is the issue he's raising, what Mike Carroll, the issue he's raising, and there have been others, and me too, is Plum Island the source of Lyme disease? Back in 1995, when I first started writing heavy about this, the local congressman, Mike Forbes, Long Island congressman, he took me and John McDonald, who was an investigative reporter for Newsday, who in fact wrote that story I mentioned, based on Fort Detrick documents connecting Plum Island to biological warfare directed against Soviet livestock. He and the two of us showed up at the ferry for Plum Island. It's out in Orion Point. And Forbes kind of like pushed himself and us aboard. And we went to Plum Island and confronted the then director, Harley Moon, about experiments on Plum Island through the years, because it wasn't just with the Nazis either, these Nazi scientists. Later on in Lab 257 details this, there were major experiments involving ticks on Plum Island, and also Mike Carroll talks about various leaks. He got documents revealing all kind of leaks in the major laboratory with these experiments were done, Lab 101. In any case, Moon insisted to the congressman and to us, the two reporters, that there was no records, period, on Plum Island of any of the experiments, whether it was with when the Army was there. Well, they switched the Department of Agriculture. That's somewhat reasonable. But then it was over a decade of major experiments with ticks. No, we don't. And these were, you know, in the 80s. So this is a few years after that.
Right.
No records. Period. And my gut as a journalist was that somebody wasn't telling me something.
Right. And you know what's interesting, Carl? I live near the Long Island Sound for a good part of my life, and I've seen deer swim from island to island in the Norwalk Islands. So if deer were a carrier for deer tick, and that was the possible avenue for the spread of Lyme disease, it's very possible deer could have swam ashore in Plum Island, got the ticks, and swam back to some other location.
Well, in terms of my experience with ticks, I was a big Boy Scout. I'm from the city, but we used to camp on Long Island every summer, my family at Wildwood State Park, including probably listeners know my brother Stefan Grossman, the blues guitarist. So Stefan and I would, with our mother and father, would camp along the Long Island Sound. And furthermore, I was just like a big Boy Scout. I was like an Eagle Scout, so I did a lot of hiking and my involvement in nature of Long Island, and deer ticks were unknown.
Right.
The dog tick, yeah, that was an issue, and now it's absolutely epidemic. I mean, we're scared here on Long Island, as you are in Connecticut, and people all around the country these days to go out in the woods because of these tiny little deer ticks.
Well, I've had Lyme disease, so I know how it goes, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have had it. Carl, before we run out of time, I just wanted you to run down for us how will people in the area, either in Long Island, New York, or here on the other side of the shore, Connecticut, have any input about the future of Plum Island, whether or not the politicians want to save these 200 jobs? What, in really only a minute or so, if we could just run it down and certainly give the website for the article so people can get more detail.
Yeah, well, I think folks in Connecticut and listeners here on Long Island should demand that it be shut down, it be closed. It's a danger, as Homeland Security is quite aware. I mean, the ferry to, you know, from Orient Point, New London, passes right by Plum Island. It's the middle of all kind of marine traffic. It can, as the Government Accountability Office in several reports has determined, it's a real terrorist threat. The place should be closed, there shouldn't be a golf course. There shouldn't be housing. It should be, as Mike Carroll says, it's going to have to be forsaken. It's going to have to be just left. And just for a couple of hundred jobs, to have the health and safety of the people of Connecticut and Long Island and beyond that, right to the city and right to New York City and right to Boston threatened is outrageous. So I suggest folks write to, email, call their representatives to say, shut it down, close it down. As to my piece on Plum Island, it was on Counterpunch. So just put my name, Carl with a K, Grossman, Counterpunch, Plum Island, and you'll see the piece come right up. A very, very detailed piece. And on the issue of Lyme disease and Plum Island, I have for years said there has to be a major investigation. I mean, maybe nothing can be done. It's out now, that's for sure. The barn door has sure been left open, but, you know, I think it's important in all our lives that the truth be told. And let's find out if it was indeed a Plum Island series of experiments which has caused this now global epidemic to befall on humanity.
Well, Carl, thank you so much for sharing the information in this important piece you wrote. Condos or Germ Lab, The Deadly Secrets of Plum Island. Counterpunch.org is the place people can find the article. And I appreciate you being here again, Carl, and thanks for all your really important work over the years. And we should stay in touch if the closure and the debate on the closure of Plum Island is in the headlines, then maybe pushing for an investigation about Lyme disease and its origins could happen right quick. So
a major independent investigation.
Thanks again, Carl. We'll stay in touch. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Good night. That's Carl Grossman, professor of journalism at the State University of New York College at Old Westbury, and author of the book Cover Up What You Are Not Supposed to Know About Nuclear Power.